On with the news. What next for a city eyesore? The council reveals plans for an historic site. Meet the Norwich businessman giving away cash for challenges. And a city centre site that once housed a family-run shop has hit the market.
A building which has been boarded up and covered in graffiti could be set for a new lease of life after 6 years. Norwich City Council reveals it has had interest in the library, one of the city's landmark buildings on Guildhall Hill, which could lead to someone moving in. It's not yet known how long the council expects the work will take before the building, which it owns, is once again brought back into use. The council has also refused to say how much it is currently costing taxpayers to maintain the site since its previous tenant moved out in 2019. Since its last tenants, restaurant owners Jane and Nigel Raffles, moved out, the building has had its entrance boarded and covered in graffiti. The Grade II listed building dates back to 1784. In 1837, it became home to one of the oldest subscription libraries in the country. Some 60 years later, the building was ravaged by a fire and the inside of it had to be rebuilt and reopened in 1914. The library was finally closed in 1976 with the books given to Norwich School and the building becoming an advice centre.
Train bosses have put forward more plans to repair extensive damp after the discovery of a basement beneath the building. Greater Anglia are planning to overhaul timber floors which are rotten beyond repair beneath Norwich Station after they found a hidden basement. The area concerned is in a staff-only area of the station where the ticket office is. It also provides access to the first floor offices used by staff. The plans explain the basement area was only recently discovered and the extent of wet rot to the existing timber floor is extensive. Last month, Norwich City Council gave the green light for a major overhaul of the station's leaky roof as damp problems were worsening. Greater Anglia plans to repair front sections of the building's roof to protect it from the elements and prevent further damage. The main first floor offices in the building have been damaged by the damp issues despite many attempts to fix the problem with short-term repairs.
A businessman has taken to the city streets and has given away £500,000 in total to people willing to take part in on-the-spot challenges. Connor Brunning, who's 29 from Norwich, sets easy to accomplish tasks such as giving him a hug or bringing him a bouncy ball in return for money. He records the challenges for his social media and has gained a following of more than 20,000 on Facebook. His most popular video, where locals had the chance to win £50 if they could be the first to give him a bouncy ball, has received more than 500,000 views on Facebook. The social media star makes money from views to his social media pages, but he also does it to raise the profile of his company, Cosmetic Competitions, which he set up 3 years ago. Through his business, members of the public can pay money to sign up to his website and be in with a chance of winning competitions. Starting as an online business, Mr. Brunning hoped it would become the first website to tailor giveaway prizes to women, as he wasn't interested in giving away the usual flash car and he felt the industry was geared towards men. "I began with smaller prizes like tattoos and spa vouchers," he said. "It was a real struggle at first and I lost £30,000. His videos have been recorded in popular parts of the city, including Norwich Market, Riverside and London Street, and he has also visited cities across the country, including Nottingham, Manchester and Liverpool.
Jaguar Land Rover, JLR, drivers are having to wait weeks for repairs as dealerships and service centres in Norfolk have been unable to order in parts for nearly a month. The luxury car maker has paused production at its factories after a devastating cyber attack. Jaguar and Land Rover dealerships are being overwhelmed by customers desperate for repairs, but haven't been able to order parts after the company took down its IT systems. JLR announced on Monday that it will partially resume manufacturing in the coming days after nearly a month. Over the weekend, the government announced it would provide loan guarantees worth £1.5 billion for JLR to support the firm and its suppliers. Speaking at the Labour Party conference in Liverpool, the Chancellor Rachel Reeves said the loan would provide certainty and support for the jobs in its business and its supply chain.
A city centre shop that previously housed a family-run business for more than two decades has hit the market. Siddles of Norfolk, which is part of an 89-year-old family firm of the same name, closed its store after 21 years on St Stephen Street, and the building is now available to lease. A closing down sale ran for several months at the store before it sold its last pair of shoes in August. The shop has now appeared on Rightmove. St Stephen Street was once a key shopping area of the city and was home to Wilko, BHS, Argos, Quality Discounts and Debenhams. But the last decade has seen a rapid decline, with all these shops closing within 10 years of each other. A £6.1 million revamp of the street, where bus parking bays, wider pavements, crossing points and seating were added, hasn't helped its rejuvenation.